The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
I prophetically decree to somebody under my voice, your wait is over. Your change is beginning right now.
Bringing your future into your now. Bringing your future into your now. You say that's impossible. No, it's not impossible. I'm going to release this prophetic word on the broadcast. One of the first times I've released it. In fact, I've only released it on our Monday Night Kingdom Living, and then I released it also in one church. So you're some of the first to hear it. A powerful prophetic word. What does the Bible say? 2 Chronicles 20:20. You believe God, you're established. Believe his prophets and you prosper. What does the Bible say? Amos 3:7, God said, I'll not do anything till I reveal my secrets to the prophets. He that hath ears, let him hear what God is speaking. I'm telling you, God's got a word for you on this broadcast. In the book of Matthew 15, verse 22 through verse 28. You find in these scriptures a woman from Canaan coming to Jesus on the behalf of her daughter that was vexed by spirit, possibly possessed by spirit. Now, there's nothing unusual in people coming to Jesus for help. Read the four Gospels. People were continually coming to Christ for help for themselves or for somebody they loved. But the unusual thing about this woman, here in the verses I mentioned, the book of Matthew 15, verse 22 through 28, this woman was not a Jew. She was a Gentile. Everybody that come to Christ in the four Gospels, everybody that come to Christ, as far as we know, were Jews, except this woman, and also in Luke 7, a centurion came to Christ who was a Roman on the behalf of a healing for his servant. So this woman come to Christ, and she was a Gentile. Now, we find, in spite of the fact she was a Gentile, and it wasn't her time, it wasn't her hour, this was the Jews' hour. This was the Jews' time. In spite of that, her faith caused her to get up, come to Christ, and ask for a miracle for her daughter. When she asked for a miracle, Jesus informed her in verse 24, it wasn't her hour. Then in verse 26, he said, it's not right for me to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. Now remember, Jews were really considered, Gentiles, were considered like dogs in this time in history. So Jesus called her a dog. But her response was, verse 27, what you say is true. But listen to this. But even dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. In response, Jesus said in verse 28, great is thy faith. Be it unto you even as you will. Even though it was not her time, even though it was not her time to get a miracle, for her daughter to get a miracle, she got a miracle. She got a miracle ahead of her time. Her faith brought what would be available. Oh, I feel something on the broadcast. See, in the future, Gentiles could get miracles. In the future, it would be the Gentiles' time, like it was now the Jews' time. But her faith caused her to reach out and get what would be available in her future. It caused her to become available in her present. Other Gentiles were still waiting. They were waiting on their time, but her faith caused her time to come. Woo, glory to God. Some of you under the sound of my voice, you have a promise, you have a dream, you have a vision, and you have been waiting, and you have come to the point of frustration because what you believe for, what your dream is, your prophetic word, whatever, has not come to pass, not been a manifestation. You know it's going to happen. You know your time is going to come, but nothing's happening now. It's time to go from confession to manifestation. It's time to go from hoping to birthing. Woo, glory to God. It's time for you to see now. See, faith is always now. Now faith is, Hebrews 11:1. The miracle, the blessing, the breakthrough that has not happened, hallelujah, your faith can cause you to reach out and take that miracle, that blessing, that breakthrough that's in your future and bring it into your present. I'm telling somebody, I'm prophesying to somebody, this is your day. This is your hour. You're going to see God begin to do some things. You're going to begin to see God give some miracles that are in your future. You're getting ready to see God do some things. Let me word it like I'm hearing it. Things that's already prepared for you, but you don't have them. Listen to the word of God in 2 Peter 1, verse 3. He hath already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Life, natural things. Godliness, spiritual things. These things are already prepared. He hath given to us. They are already ours. Hallelujah. Everything you need is already in the world. Everything you need spiritually is already in the spirit realm. We all know the scripture in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. Neither entered into your heart what God hath prepared for those that love him. He's not going to prepare them. They are prepared. They are prepared. Your faith, hallelujah, will cause things that are in the world, but not into your world, to come from the world into your world. Your faith will cause things that's already established in the heavens to be established on earth. I've told the story of my partners up in Harrison, Arkansas, the Rogers. They were an elderly couple. They would drive 100, 130, 40, 50 miles to be in our tent services or our revival services. Had an old car. They were up in years on Social Security, needed a new vehicle. Amen. And they began to believe and pray, and they were sowers. They believed in sowing. And in Harrison, Arkansas, the car dealership had a drawing to give away a brand new truck. And they put their name in the box. And when they drew the name out, whose name did they draw? They drew my partners, the Rogers. See, that truck was in the world, but it wasn't in their world. Now, he could have worked on the side maybe 4 years, 3 years, accumulated enough money to buy that truck, but it wasn't in his present. But their faith caused what maybe would have been available 3 or 4 years to become available right then. I'm talking about bringing your future into your now. I'm telling you, you have the ability to cause things. I want to just speak right here. Things are getting ready to happen so fast for some of you. The job that you are not qualified for, that you might have to go to college, university for 2 years to get it. Faith causes miracles to bypass time. Remember that story in California, the man that I prophesied to, his income was going to double, and he lost his job. When I prophesied, he had already lost his contract, just had a few days. And an opening come with the government, a job he wasn't qualified for, didn't have the education, but he got the job and his income doubled. Now see, if he would have had to go through the training 3, 4, 5 years, then he could have got the job. What God do? He brought what would have been available in his future into his now. Glory to God. I'm prophesying, amen, things are going to happen so quick. God's getting ready to move. And things that are above your ability to obtain, you're going to obtain now. Things that's above your educational level, jobs, training, the house that you would have to work for years to get enough, even for a down payment. Amen. God's going to cause some of you to bypass that process of time, and he's going to give you that house in the next season of your life because of your faith. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to move quickly. I got to take a break, but I'll be right back. You got to stay where you are. This is powerful, and you got to hear the rest of it. Chapter 6, verse 13 tells us, the disciples cast out devils, anointing with oil, and healed the sick. James chapter 5, verse 13 and 14 tells us, James said, any sick among you, call the elders of the church. Let them anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. I want to send you your own package of kingdom living anointing oil. I want to believe that when you anoint yourself, or someone you know that needs a healing or deliverance, that healing or deliverance will be manifested. To receive your own package of kingdom living anointing oil, absolutely free, we pay postage. Simply call the number or write the address you see on the screen and request your package of kingdom living anointing oil. Move today in faith and see what God will do tomorrow.
We, here at Bobby Hogan Ministries, believe in the power of prayer. Jesus said in Matthew 18:19 that if any two shall agree or touch anything they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Hundreds are receiving miracles, breakthroughs, and blessings after calling our prayer line. If you are in need of a miracle, breakthrough, or blessing, we have a prayer partner waiting to pray with you and believe with you for what you are in need of. After a one-on-one prayer partner prays with you, your request will be forwarded on to Prophet Bobby Hogan in his secret place, who will also lift them up before God. The prayer line number is 479-755-8888. Don't wait. Call now to speak to one of our prayer staff. The number, once again, is 479-755-8888.
I'm back with this prophetic word, bringing your future into your now. In the book of Matthew 15, this woman that I have been sharing about got a miracle even though it wasn't her time. Her faith caused her to be able to receive now what she would have been able to receive later because she was a Gentile and it wasn't the Gentile's time. In the book of John chapter 2, you find the wedding at Cana of Galilee and they run out of wine. The mother of Jesus comes and says, they have no wine. Jesus said, listen to what he said. He said, one translation says, a woman, that's not any of my business. The King James Version says so many words, what do I have to do with this? You know, it's not my time. And you know what? Her faith caused her to just ignore what he said. And she said to the men there by the servants, whatever he says do, just do it. Powerful message right there. Nothing just happens. Some of y'all just waiting around, believing for a miracle, believing for a blessing, believing for a breakthrough, doing nothing. Doing nothing. Some of you are praying, but that's all you do. But you have to have works. You have faith without works is dead. They had to do something. They had to fill the water pots. That's what Jesus said. Then he said, after they filled these water pots to the brim, hallelujah, with water, he said, go give. And they gave it to the governor. Hallelujah. And listen to this. What did he say? He said, usually the best wine is served first. You save the best for now. Jesus turned water to wine. Do you know there's a process to making wine? Bad wine, the worst wine, 3 to 5 years. Good wine is 15 to 20 years. So they could have had this wine, this good wine, 15 or 20 years from then, but they didn't need it then. They needed it now. They were at a wedding and run out of wine. So what should have took 15 to 20 years, what would have been available in their future 15, 20 years down the road, become available to them right then, and Jesus turned the water to wine in 5 minutes or less. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Amen. The Bible says, I love that story in the Word of God in Matthew 20, in Matthew where Jesus cursed the fig tree. He cursed the fig tree and it died in 24 hours. What can cause you to bring your future into your present? To bring your future into your now? Faith. Faith. God always honors faith. Number two, a prophetic word. In the book of 2 Kings 7, verse 1, Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. About this time tomorrow, thou shalt see an end to this famine, and there'll be plenty of food. Now, that famine was going to end maybe, what, a few months down the road? The famine would end, but a prophetic word caused what would happen later to happen within 24 hours as the prophet of God gave a prophetic word. I'm telling you, I've seen prophetic words come to pass so quick. Prophetic words about houses people couldn't afford, cars people couldn't afford, jobs they wasn't qualified for, doors opening that should open months or years down the road, contracts being signed. I've seen prophetic words go forth, and those prophetic words caused things to happen quick for the people of God, and they saw things in their future begin to happen in their now. And the third thing that can cause your future, you have the keys. Come on, church, wake up. Well, I'm waiting on the Lord. What God's waiting on you. Like the rabbi said, if you're sitting around waiting on God doing nothing, you're crazy almost, what he said, not that word, but you're deceiving yourself. You got to do something. Third thing that can cause things that's way in your future to come into your now is a seed. A seed. I've sowed seeds for things that there was no way I could ever receive in that period of my life. I've seen seeds bring things that was in my future into my present. The Bible says a man's gift maketh room for him. Proverbs 18, 16. When I was in Israel, we saw Pastor Larry Huck and his wife, and I just started on television. Do you know about 80, 90% of preachers go on television, don't make it? It's unbelievable how many start and don't make it. It's a high percentage. I wanted to make it. And I had a revelation on the power of a seed. And we saw, and they're very successful, very successful. And my wife, we said hi to them and talked to them for a moment, got on the bus. My wife said, you want to sow a seed into their ministry for your success? I said, sure. How much? She said, what about $10,000? My friends, we wrote a $10,000 check on that bus and took it and give it to Larry Huck for the success of our ministry. Now, I could have stayed on TV for 10 years and built my partnership up and be able to pay my bills. But I didn't have to do that. I sowed a seed and it brought what could have been available 10 years after working my partner list, getting new partners, and I began to be blessed. And I'm telling you, I've been on television now and I have, I'm not behind. I'm paid up in advance. I literally saw God bring what would be in my future, amen, into my present ahead of time. I'm telling you, the woman in Zarephath, 1 Kings 17, amen, her seed caused famine to end in her life. That famine was going to end, but it ended for her before it ended for everybody else. Hallelujah. Her seed caused what would happen in the future, the famine to end, to happen early for her. Her seed. Yes, it was her seed. How come nobody else? Famine ended for them. How come she's the only one in the whole land that had meal in the barrel and oil in the cruse? Because a prophet showed up and she sowed a seed in obedience to the prophet. And her meal barrel, by the word of the Lord, never went empty. And the oil in her cruse, the cruse never went dry. Because of a seed. People can criticize the power of a seed. They can criticize ministers that talk about the seed. And I'll tell you right now, we got ministers apologizing, saying I was wrong, and don't have to tithe and you don't have to give offerings. I'm telling you, look at me, I will never apologize for God's word. I'll never apologize for preaching hell, no matter who likes it or don't like it. I'll never apologize for preaching holiness, for preaching the blood, preaching the power of prayer, but neither will I apologize for preaching the word of God when it comes to the power of a seed. People are struggling financially. People are under stress. People are dying ahead of time because of the pressure of not having money to pay their bills. And then you got people that want to say, well, I don't like the preacher because he talks about money. Most of those people don't have any money and they need to hear it more than anybody. But I'm telling you, the seed can cause things to happen for you now. Oh, glory to God. That would not happen till sometime in your future. That seed can cause your future to become a part of your now. The Bible says in Psalms 118, verse 25, David said, save now. I beseech thee, O Lord, send prosperity now. What did I say a moment ago? Faith is now. Well, Brother Hogan, when I get a seed down the line, when I get blessed, you're never going to get blessed. Talking like that, you don't wait till you get blessed to sow a seed. You sow a seed before you're blessed. And if you are blessed, you sow a seed, get more blessed. I'm telling you, my faith stirred. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, the righteous. It's time for that transfer. It's time to see God, oh glory, do some things that just absolutely cause us to be astounded. But three things can bring your future, things in your future: house, car, job, promotion, contracts, doors opening. Three things can bring them from your future to your now. Faith. God always honors faith. Oh, I love to talk about faith. Faith's the currency of heaven. Number two, a prophetic word. So much power in a prophetic word. It caused a famine that wasn't going to end for some time to end within 24 hours. And number three, a seed. A seed. You put a name on that seed. I'm believing for this house. I'm believing for this car. I'm believing for a husband, a wife. I'm believing for contracts. I'm believing for doors to open. I'm believing for money to be released. They're saying it's going to be 6 years. I'm believing for it to be released quicker. I'm believing. You put a name on the seed and say, I'm believing for this to manifest, to go from praying to birthing it, from confessing it to possessing it. Oh, I like that. Confessing to possession. The Bible says in Psalms 118, 25, send prosperity now. Work 20 years, get it, or believe God can do it now. Dr. Bill Winston, God can make you a millionaire in 24 hours. Just as easy for God to give you a million as it is to give you 1,000. I want you to sow a seed on this broadcast. Great anointing. Faith is high. I want you to sow a now seed. Never done that. I just heard that. A now seed. Believing for now things to happen. Some of you have got it all figured out. I can work 40 more years, retire. Oh, come on. You can be blessed before 40 years. You can be blessed right now. Well, I got to go to school. I'm telling you, you can go to school. But I'm telling you also, God can cause that process to be bypassed. I want you to sow Psalms 118, 25. Send prosperity now. I want every one of you. I'm your prophet, just like the woman of Zarephath had a personal prophet. I want to encourage you to sow a seed of $118.25. Sow into this anointing. Sow into this anointing. You can't buy miracles and you can't buy God moving faster for you. These prophets going around using gimmicks and tricks. You can't buy miracles. But you sow a seed and you get a harvest. And the anointing you sow into is the anointing you reap from. The ground the farmer sows in is the ground the farmer reaps from. The anointing you sow in is the anointing you reap from. I am your prophet. I'm speaking to you. Some of you have never sowed into a television minister. Some of you continually sow into this ministry. But this is a Kairos moment. Windows of heaven are open. $118.25 all over this nation and the nations. $118.25. Send prosperity now. Do it now. There's three people who can sow a seed of $1,118.25. $1,118.25. You're believing for big things. You're believing for God to move so fast. The Bible says in Amos 9:13, the days are coming when the reaper will overtake the plowman. Things are going to happen so quick. And some of you are not on those levels. But I challenge you to a $58.25 seed. All the ways to give is on the screen. Israel was saved by a prophet. Some of you, if you don't change, you're going to go doing the same old thing, living the same old way. A seed, faith, a prophetic word, and a seed can change things. Cause things in your future to come into your now. It's been a powerful broadcast. It is your prophet, Bobby Hogan.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website at www.bobbyhogan.org.